money, your taxes, your truck, and your road to success in the trucking industry.
This is Trucking Business and Beyond, the show that puts the money where it belongs.
Back in your pocket.
Good morning, you beautiful bunch of fuckers, and welcome to my world. I'm your host, Kevin Rutherford. It is Friday, December 1st. It is a free-for-all here for the first hour. I think in the second hour we'll be doing trucking technology and efficiency. We are on a new phone system, so we have a new phone number. I'll give that to you right now. Phone lines are open. We're going to start taking calls right away. 319-527-6791. I'll give that to you here again. Grab something to write with if you need. If you're on the app, you can just use the call in button. That's already been rerouted. That will get you right into us. So again, (319-527-6791). Looks like calls are starting to come in, so I think the phone system is working. I am fighting with some technical issues again. We got a massive rainstorm last night that wasn't supposed to happen till this morning, and my satellite kind of bit the dust again. I think I have some leaks. We're working on it. So I'm on my backup internet today. I think it's going to hold up for us. So we will see here in just a little bit. I know it's not Destination Health Day, but I really want to talk about this. I hate to, but it looks like it's happening again. There is a some sort of a pneumonia. It looks like China was hit hard with it. The Netherlands have reported a lot of cases. A couple other countries in Europe are reporting. They're mostly reporting that it's affecting children. Ohio, and I believe there was another state, has been reporting a pretty big increase in cases. So the reporting on this is kind of odd. The headlines kind of make a big deal about it, but then when you read the articles, they're saying, well, it's nothing new. It's not a pandemic. They don't believe it will be a pandemic. It's not a novel virus. So don't worry about it. But the headlines sound different when they're claiming that emergency rooms are being overwhelmed and... You know, I'm just skeptical of everything they report now. There's something going on. One of the articles I read, I actually believe they alluded to the fact that this isn't a novel virus. It's nothing new. It really seems to be a matter of people have weakened immune systems from... They even admitted this in the article, from all of the effects of the COVID response. Lockdowns hurt our immune system. Masks hurt our immune system. They didn't really mention the vax. That may be the biggest reason people now have compromised immune systems. And I talked about this. This is a problem for everybody. You know, we just have to realize there are and can be viruses that are deadly no matter how healthy you are. Now, if you're sick and immune compromised, that lots of these viruses can be dangerous and deadly. But the more people who have compromised immune systems, the more likely it is that we will see mutations and variants. And at some point, one of those mutations or variants could become dangerous even to people with strong immune systems. Now, I believe the most important thing you can do right now is to work on your immune system. Diet, lifestyle, reducing stress, getting garbage food out of your diet, eating real food close to carnivore or keto as possible, keeping stress levels low, working on stress resilience. I think those things are really important. What I don't want people to do is think that, oh, you know, they made a big deal out of COVID. It really was no big deal if you were healthy. And it wasn't. But that doesn't mean that we won't get some sort of a virus, bacterial infection, or something else that could be even dangerous for people with strong immune systems. So then it would take a two-pronged approach, and I hate to even say this, but I'm going to work to keep my immune system as strong as possible. And if we start to see an outbreak again, until we know more about whatever it is that's spreading, I'm going to try to avoid people at some point. Now, I've got, you know, events coming up over the next 2 weeks, and I'm not going to change those. But like I say, I don't want people to panic over this. Don't get crazy over it. But I also don't want people to get so lackadaisical about it that they think something couldn't make things worse. There is always that possibility. We do have dangerous viruses that exist in the world, and if those were to mutate, they could become much more easily spread. You know, this is something I've been watching for a long, long time, over a decade, because when I started realizing how badly we had abused antibiotics, and by the way, they are claiming that this, they're calling it like white lung. It's a form of pneumonia, but it does look like right now, again, I don't trust all the information we're getting, but I'm trying to dig as deep as I can. It looks like it is a bacterial infection, which means it will be treated with antibiotics, but they're already saying it may be antibiotic resistant. So they may have to use newer, more powerful antibiotics, which we've been saying for a couple decades that we've abused antibiotics now, and this is the problem. They even talked about that in the article, but, you know, we'll continue to abuse them. So keep your eyes open. I'll keep digging to try to find more good information about this. But like I say, the reporting seems to be a little odd. On one hand, the headlines are like a lot of clickbait, you know, make it sound really horrible. Then when you dig into the article, they're saying, well, it's not a big deal. So it's hard to say. Sounds to me like emergency rooms filling up with children with the respiratory diseases, kind of a big deal. This almost sounds like the opposite of COVID. COVID wasn't affecting the children much at all. Now, of course, there are the conspiracy theories flying already that this is all about another election just in time. Who knows? Many of the things that have been called conspiracy theories over the last couple of years have certainly come true. There is a new set of data out from New Zealand, and it's making a pretty big splash. It's being promoted by a lot of people who have been trying to raise the alarm about all of the vaccine injuries and vaccine deaths. And the New Zealand government released a lot of data, and people have gone through the data and highlighted it and said the vaccine was clearly the cause of the excess deaths. So we'll see what happens with that now that that is starting to get quite a bit of exposure. And this was a large data set from New Zealand right down to the individual level. So it's more than likely going to be as suppressed as it possibly can. I've been reposting it. You know, here's the thing. If it's wrong, then rather than cover it up or try to hide it or suppress it, why doesn't somebody just prove that it's wrong? It shouldn't be that hard. All the statistics are there. So we'll see. All right, I think I'm going to get to the calls. I've you want to jump in and join us, you can either use your connect button in the app, the call in button, or we have a new phone number. I'll give that to you one more time. Grab something to write with. 319-527-6791. It is a new phone system entirely for us. We were having way too many issues with our last phone system. We still don't have our own finished yet. So keeping my fingers crossed, this one seemed to work good yesterday. We'll see how things go today. Let's get started in Florida today. Cody, welcome to the program.
Hey, Kevin. I know where you are.
Are you sure?
Nashville.
It is. It's rainy and wet and nasty.
Yeah, I believe it. So you're saying that the Starlink didn't hold up?
Well, I should have been paying more attention to the weather. I didn't think we were going to get anything last night. I knew it wasn't completely waterproofed, and I should have brought it in. And I got busy yesterday and then forgot about it, then woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning to rain beating down, and it was too late then. So if the rain ever stops today, I'm going to get up there and get it down and try to dry it out and see if I can revive it. If not, Aaron is shipping me his setup, so I should have that by Monday, I hope.
For some reason, I can't get any more volume out of you on this stupid phone. But for all the people that are dying to see what I want to talk about, you guessed it, brokers. But before that, did you want me to get a Starlink? Like, can that stuff go on a truck and there give you internet, phone? Because I'm having a hell of a time getting, internet in a truck.
So I've checked. I've used just about every possible mobile form of internet there is. Cellular through multiple carriers. I've used traditional satellites. Tried to use Wi-Fi on the road at places. That's a total disaster. By far, hands down, even if I include all of the home internet services I've had over the years, and now I have fiber at home, Starlink beats them all. The only problem that I'm having with Starlink is I've just abused this poor dish. I've dropped it. I've dragged it around. I've burnt the cables. I don't know why I have such a antagonistic relationship with this thing. But if I would stop beating up and abusing the dish, everything would be great. And yes, it's small enough that you could put it on a truck. It's a little bigger than you might like, but it's not horribly large. You could mount it. It could be mounted with fairings. It might be difficult mounting it on the top of the truck. And the other reason I don't have it permanently mounted up on top of the coach, which would protect it and keep it from all the damage when I'm moving it around all the time. The problem with that is many times when I park, say, even in a truck stop during the day, I always try to get to the edge so I'm out of everybody's way. And a lot of times at the edge, there's trees. And so I've got to be able to take that satellite dish. I've got like a 150-foot cable, and I can take it out and put it in an open spot. If I'm in RV parks, it's even more likely that I may be blocked by trees and have to move it around. So that's the challenge right now. I actually need to get with tech support and find out if there is any way to register two dishes to the same account. And so far, I haven't figured out a way to do that, so I'm going to have to talk to them. That way, I would put one up on the top mounted permanently, and I would have one that I could move around. So, but as of right now, it doesn't look like you can register two dishes to the same account.
I'll check into it, and we've got a lot to talk about. That's as soon as brokers will pay me, which moves me to my next question. For everybody that is dying for me to lay into brokers, there was a call yesterday about, check calls and doing whatever you can to service the customer, appease the brokers, give them a heads up whenever they're going to the bathroom, what you had for lunch, what kind of diesel you bought, what the price is every 5 minutes. I'm kidding, of course, but to me, in relation to that and check calls, if I'm going to be running a trucking business and hauling that freight for them, my position is that if I have to go 60 miles an hour, I'm under hours of service regulations. I do not have time for a check call. Make something up. Is it that hard? You know where I'm supposed to be. Like, because that costs money. It is not free. It costs time. It's illegal to send a text or do an update while you're driving, which you should be 100% of the time. And when you're on a break, that break is your time to get shower, fuel, food. I've given up exercise, but I used to do that. There is zero time for these check calls. And you just make something up. That's number one. And for the PhDs that are listening, Kevin might sound mean, but I met him. And believe it or not, he does not interrupt. He is not a blabbermouth. When you start talking, not only does he stop talking, but he smiles and he likes listening to people in real life. So anyone that thinks he's hard, it's the wrong question. Are you there? Oh, no, I lost him.
Are you there?
Yes.
Hello? Okay, go ahead. Sorry about that.
I didn't know how much of it you caught.
I caught the whole rant about the check calls, and I don't disagree. One of the things, and I posted about this morning, there's a lot of talk about, broker problems and broker issues and all of that that's going on. And there's a lot of call for broker transparency, new regulations, all kinds of crazy stuff. That's not going to go anywhere. It takes the government to do anything, and takes them forever to do anything, and they'll just screw it up anyway. I posted this morning about load boards and brokers using new technology to try to combat all the freight fraud we're seeing. But the real Truckstop put up a good article about, where it was actually an interview with the CEO of Truckstop, about how good relationships between carriers and brokers helps avoid most of these problems, improves it dramatically. And the same thing with the tracking issue. If you pull a load for a new broker and they have a tracking method, they're going to want you to use that method. There's not going to be a compromise. But after you've built relationships, if something isn't working, you've got a much better chance of negotiating something that will work. So
can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Believe it or not, I am coming around with Reed on there and TJ. I listened to the Twitter space. I know I'm behind, but I like that Twitter space. I just didn't like the guy that called in and just caved to the brokers, because my point is, it's not just check calls. Once they have you doing that, then it's the next thing. Then it's, you got to send the bill to this address. Oh, can you resend that bill of lading? I didn't quite get it. It just piles up, and before you know it, you're out of business because you've gotten into a crash because of all this extra work they're making you do. Like, we have no time for all these extra things. If the broker wants to steal our freight, yes, I said it, they can pick up some of the slack, because why don't they want to haul it and give it to us instead, to have to be away from home, all day? Just, they can do more than we're letting on, I think. That's just the thing, is my only issue.
Like I said, there's the last couple of years have changed this dynamic a lot. We had a flood of new carriers, a flood of new brokers, a flood of new technology, and obviously in the last year, a flood of people who want to steal freight and steal carriers' identities, and it's all kind of new. So it's going to take us a little while to kind of shake this out and start to make improvements in this. I see the industry already doing it. And I am still a big believer in the stronger we build relationships between the broker and the carrier, the better this is going to get, all of these issues.
I am coming around to that. I do agree with, you know, I'm even starting to get open to the existence of brokers that they might have the right to exist. I'm just kidding. But one other thing, I don't know if I got cut off, but I believe there are PhDs and people from the other side listening. Are you, even to this call, are you with me? And
yeah,
they think that you're mean. They, like, on the radio, you do sound a little mean and interruptive, and but in person, you are just a joy to be around. They have got you wrong. They have to meet you in person. Like I said, you enjoy listening. And for any PhDs that are out there, yeah, that's the case. But Kevin, I do want to say one thing, that having a PhD or an MD, you know, they've been in the medical system, I don't think that means that they're an idiot. Even if you disagree with their training, I do think they should be given some respect just because of their degree. And even if you're faking it, like, that'll win you some support. Does that make any sense? Great. I lost them again.
Phone die.
iPhone. Know who that is. Is that for me? I'm not muted. Oh, there's an auto person that says muted and unmuted. I don't hear anything. Don't hear anything.